It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. In a special session on Wednesday, New Mexico lawmakers approved the legalization of recreational marijuana for adults 21 and older in a bill that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says she supports. The bill is expected to take effect next year. In a statement released Wednesday evening, the governor said, quote, "This is a significant victory for New Mexico. Workers will benefit from the opportunity to build careers in this new economy." The governor called the special session this week to address the legalization of marijuana and also to expand the Local Economic Development Act in the state. Another bill that was approved by state lawmakers in New Mexico would automatically erase some past marijuana convictions and could reconsider criminal sentences for about 100 prisoners. On his first day in office, President Joe Biden ordered a pause on border wall construction and a 60-day review of construction projects and contracts left by the Trump administration. Fred Martino has an update.
The Biden administration has yet to announce more plans for border wall construction, and now border residents and leaders such as former El Paso Congressman Beto O'Rourke are renewing their calls for all wall projects to be canceled.
So on behalf of the people of El Paso, I implore the Biden administration to make the temporary pause on construction permanent and to seek to repair the damage done to so many of these border communities. And when making policy that will impact the border, listen to the people of the border first.
Even though construction appears to remain on hold for now, activists say lawsuits against border landowners have not yet been dismissed in South Texas courts. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
More than $11 billion in federal funding is on its way to Texas school districts through the American Rescue Plan. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall has more on how some of those funds could help address teen mental health, which has gotten worse during the pandemic.
20% of the $11 billion going to Texas schools is designated for three areas: helping vulnerable students, catching up kids from pandemic learning loss, and social and emotional well-being. Josette Saxton with Texans Care for Children says that could go towards the increasing number of students struggling with mental health during COVID.
Districts will have the opportunity to use some of that funding to address the social, emotional sort of needs of their kids. The question there is, do they know what to do with it or like how to do it?
She says districts are facing a lot of competing priorities for funding in the wake of the pandemic. The state already scores second to last when it comes to access to mental health care for both kids and adults. I'm Elizabeth Trovall in Houston.
Moving on to a local viewpoint, some say it's time for the NCAA to update its rules, including commentator Walt Rubel.
Rodeo may be the only college sport that isn't knee-deep in hypocrisy. That's because rodeo is not part of the NCAA and has never held romanticized notions about the purity of amateur athletics. And so, college athletes in rodeo compete for prize money. The ones who do the best earn the most. The NCAA recently reported that the 2018-2019 men's basketball season generated a total of $864.6 million in total net income. The 20 most profitable college football teams generated even more, bringing in a combined $925 million. College coaches have reaped the rewards that come with heading a multi-million dollar operation. Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari makes $8.158 million a year. Alabama football coach Nick Saban makes $9.3 million a year. And yet, in the make-believe world of the NCAA, the best players on the Kentucky basketball team and Alabama football team are worth no more than the best sprinter on the track team. A full scholarship is the most any of them are eligible for. Anytime a rule is that divorced from reality, it's destined to be broken often. Boosters with a deep affection for their alma mater and deeper pockets have found creative ways over the years to lure top athletes to their school with cars, gifts, and money handed out under the table. Now, state legislatures are stepping in to challenge the NCAA. Florida recently joined with California and Colorado in passing a law to allow college athletes to profit from their name, image, or likeness in violation of NCAA rules. A similar law was passed by the New Mexico legislature and is pending consideration by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. The NCAA is tweaking its rules while at the same time lobbying Congress to block the new state laws. But NCAA leaders can't have it both ways. They can't rake in millions of dollars competing with professional sports leagues, movies, concerts, and other forms of entertainment while still pretending that their primary function is the education of star athletes. The new state laws will only increase the divide between the haves and the have-nots. They'll ensure that more resources go to the money sports and less to the other sports.
While Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG or NMSU.